Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's us.
I am Madman.
I'm 9. How convenient.
We're the Rise Guys, and this is After Hours, the podcast.
Yeah, man. We've been doing this for, we've been doing this for almost 2 years, Madman.
If you say it, I believe it. Yeah. It's hard to believe.
Oh, yeah. It'll be 2 years, like early fall, late summer, somewhere around there.
Wow.
That's, you know, though, when it comes to, like, I was going through my cloud the other day on my phone.
Yeah, your one of your various clouds.
Yeah, and I was like, man, I got to clean some of this out. And I was looking at some photos of, just random whatever. And I was like, when was that? And, you scroll up with your finger and it'll tell you when it was taken. 2011. That's like, holy blank and blank.
Wow.
11 years ago.
Yeah.
That's the simple math.
That's crazy. I mean, we've had smartphones for what, 15 years roughly? 14 years, I think.
Well,
yeah.
I think they've been available. I don't know if I got them for that long.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a dude I follow on Twitter. I think it's August 12th, by the way, will be our 2-year anniversary doing this. Couple months away, just like 3-4 months, man.
Maybe they'll do something fun for that.
Yeah, there's a guy I follow on Twitter. He's cool. He's pretty funny.
Matthew.
That guy's great too, but not the one I'm talking about right now. He is at Backup Hangman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he talks about wrestling and stuff. And, I knew he was younger than me, but the other day I saw a tweet he posted. It was one of those things, what's the first news story you remember? And the first ones he remembered were 9/11 and Michael Jackson hanging the baby out the window.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I didn't know he was that much younger than me. It was like, man, I'm old enough now that, like, grown-ass, accomplished, smart, funny, intelligent, knowledgeable people are that much younger than me.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a grown-ass man.
So, and you didn't set me up for this, like, literally on these, and not with any kind of we don't give a damn, but more of just like, hey, let's crack the mic, start talking, see what happens. But you said that, and I went right back to two different ones. The first one was the gas shortages of, I guess that was 81, 82, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was 1 year old. No, I was born in 75, so whatever. And then the big one, pop culturally, was dying, Charles getting married.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Princess,
yeah,
Charles.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know.
Yeah, the first one I remember, the first event I remember happening, Prince. Like major significant event I really remember happening was watching the World Series during an earthquake game with my grandpa in Townsville, South Carolina.
So how old, that was 88, so how old were you then?
I was like 3 and a half at that point when that game happened.
Man. See,
and I think I remember a little bit of baby Jessica too. Vague, very vague. Not as well as the World Series game.
Wow, okay. So the third one that just popped
baby
up.
Baby Jessica was in a well, if you don't know that.
Yes.
She fell in a well.
If they're listening to
she's fine now.
I think if they listen to a podcast and they're like podcasters, they have that sense. And I'm complimenting you listening right now.
Yeah, I just, know somebody usually might be like younger in the audience.
But a lot of stupid people don't listen to podcasts. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
The more, and I'm not brown-nosing you. I'd talk shit if I needed to. But the interactions that I get from those referencing, especially this show.
Yeah.
Or if they reference the other show and they use the word podcast. very more articulated.
Yeah.
Very more.
Yeah.
Even more so than even me.
Yeah.
Very more.
Very more. Very
Drew
more.
Drew very more.
The yeah. A lot of people, and this is no offense to you listening to this podcast, a lot of people listen to podcasts to the same sort of people who brag about reading books. Or say it like, they'll talk about reading books, listening to podcasts very disdainfully.
Yeah.
Not that they disdain the podcast, they disdain, they're looking down on you, you heathen. You watching television. Heathen. Heathenism.
Yeah. Heathen. That all comes from those old business books, though.
Yeah.
Like, not the Dale Carnegie stuff, but some of the other ones, and they would say, the millionaire or, you know, the rich, successful man reads 10 pages of a book each and every day and listens to so-and-so amount of music and watches no television.
Yes.
And I say, bull blank. I reverse the order.
Yeah. Yeah. That part in there, I cough.
Does a menu count as a book? If I go to Cheesecake Factory,
yes,
while
it does.
I've done a small novella, for God's sake.
Yes, it
it's
does.
A big menu there.
Yeah. You ever eat, but speaking of cheesecake, you ever eaten a piece of cheesecake from New York City? Like real New York City cheesecake?
Yeah.
Why is it a foot tall?
You know what? It's funny
every
you
cake's
said
a
that.
Foot tall, man.
The reason
on
that
a piece of cake and seven people to help.
When I went to, and you've been there too, I think, Carnegie Deli.
Yeah, I went there.
They were talking about how tall the sandwiches were, and his response, and maybe it's to the cheesecake thing, is that everybody was skyscraper crazy in New York City.
Yeah.
And so everything was just like, you know, tall, and you could say you had the maybe not the biggest sandwich, but the tallest sandwich in town.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I get that, yeah. And that's
it's
what
stupid, though. I mean, to think you're going after food architecturally, it's kind of weird.
Well, I made the takeoff on the Mitch Hedberg joke about, you know, helping me eat the cheesecake, but that's the joke about sandwiches from New York City delis. Can get you anything else? Yeah, a loaf of bread and some other people.
Yeah.
Them sandwiches are huge, man.
Yeah, and they go hard on it. It's not like all bread, like you said.
Yeah,
they
a lot of meat. And that's
like
something that
corned beef.
Remember we were at Saltwater Kitchen a few weeks ago doing some filming in the kitchen.
Oh yeah.
With Jason and Chris.
Yeah.
That's what Chris told me. We were making them big fried chicken sandwiches, man, the delicious sandwiches. I said people like a tall sandwich because when we got done making them, she was looking to see which one was taller, and hers was taller cuz she's a professional and I'm just in there making food.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, people want a taller sandwich. That's the I don't know why.
But you know,
I don't want something big. Can't bite it, though.
That's the thing.
My mouth is not big. I have a little mouth. I put a lot of food in it, but it's little.
I don't have, I'm a meat and cheese guy usually. Some pickles, maybe some sauce. As far as any kind of vegetable accoutrements, I'm not into it unless it's pickled.
Oh, yeah.
And
meat and cheese feller and bread.
If I get a tall sandwich like that, I got to, like, full-on, like, smash it down. I'm not going to open face it, and I'm sure as hell not going to cut it with a knife.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't going to eat a sandwich with a knife.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to eat a sandwich with a knife. I did eat a bird dog with a knife one time at Tribbles because it was covered in chili and stuff, and a lot of stuff on it. It wasn't no picking it up and eating it. Impossible. You just would have been wearing it.
God. They should come with, like, some chewable Tums.
He's got some up there.
God bless America. Wait, that's a chicken finger on a... Right, a chicken finger on a hot dog bun.
With bacon and cheese, and this one had hot dog chili. It was good, though. I'm telling you, it was good.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's so good.
You know what? A lot of people who have eaten bird dogs, they probably think two is a meal because that's two chicken fingers. No, this was one chicken finger and like a strip of bacon and some cheese and 14 pounds of hot dog chili on a big bun, and it was a meal. Like, one of them was a meal for me, and I ate a lot.
Are you... The only thing I hate about when they do strips of bacon on like burgers and like real bacon, like the good Applewood.
Oh yeah.
It's so thick and it's so long.
Yeah. Keep talking.
That I wish they would cut it in half because when you take a bite of it and you're trying to break through.
Oh yeah.
Through the you literally eat the whole piece of bacon because you pull it off.
You do. I don't like that either, man. You got to cook it right so it isn't rubbery and stretchy, so it does enough crunch it breaks.
Well, it depends on what I'm eating. I like a good chewy bacon on like a burger, or whatever. But when it's on like grits, crumbles, you know, on top of some grits with some shrimp.
Oh yeah,
God bless.
That is good.
That's what I want right now.
I'm telling you what, that's
I had
good
some
stuff.
Good shrimp and grits the other night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have had sex with that boy.
Was it jalapeno grits? Cheese grits? What was in it?
It was cheese and little bacon crumbles, okay. Real bacon.
Yeah.
And
I like food.
Shrimp.
Okay.
It's pretty basic.
Yeah, but it's good, though.
Shrimp and grits. It is what it is.
I like good food, man.
It's the ham and cheese sandwiches.
Exactly.
Coastal casual.
So, you know what? This morning we were talking, there's no real segue into what I was going to say next.
Can we use a scooter then?
No, yeah, we can. We can get one of those like Magnum TA has. I like a sit down segue, please. Oh, got a bad back.
No, thank you.
Now, this morning on the Rise Guys morning show, we were talking about a little after 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We were talking about aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Because some House committee that has, it's a really long committee. I don't remember what it's called. But they're having hearings today about unidentified aerial phenomenon, or as we've always called them, UFOs and aliens, or the potential, because documented stuff has been seen where there's this otherworldly technology that we don't know anything about, and they just want to make sure it isn't Russia or China.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because it'd be terrifying if they had some kind of stuff that, well, we didn't know that existed, and we certainly can't fight it. I think it's more likely aliens, though.
Well, yeah, really first do. Off, the I'm not going to get too hyped about the report because I don't think it's going to come out and say too awful much.
It really can't because you see how people are, man.
You see how people are just with whispers of things.
If they said there were aliens, everybody in the South and, hell, half of America would be out in the yard tonight shooting at the sky. It would be raining bullets all night long and all day tomorrow. We'd just be out shooting at the sky.
Listen, y'all. We'd
be out there with sniper rifles shooting down Elon Musk's satellites.
Yo, listen. Here's the thing. For those of you who are going to do that, and I know many of close friends that would do that. Hey, folks, you got to remember, at the end of time, Lord's going to come out of the sky on a horse.
Don't shoot at it.
Don't shoot at
it. Yeah. Also, don't shoot at anything that could get here from so far away in space, because clearly they got stuff we can't comprehend.
True.
I mean, they got here, and we can't get to Mars.
Actually, it says it's the ones of the apocalypse, so you're going to have Nature Boy Ric Flair, you're going to have Arn Anderson, uh-huh. Tully Blanchard, and in my mind, Barry Windsor.
Yeah, I take Barry, too.
Yeah. For the Four Horsemen.
And being my age, Barry's the first one I remember. Actually, Barry Windham and the Four Horsemen might be a memory of mine earlier than the earthquake or Baby Jessica. My first memory is probably wrestling.
Oh, God. Isn't that crazy, though, that the Four Horsemen, we won't go into wrestling long, but the Four Horsemen, that whole thing is based off of a verse in the Bible that Arn Anderson just casually dropped in a promo?
Yeah, it is, man. That's how it happens.
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse will rain down.
Yeah.
And he was talking about them.
Yeah. It's the same way Austin 3:16 happened.
Yeah. Says, I just abducted your ass and took you to my home planet.
Yeah.
Now, so I don't even think that I'm going to say the word gaslight because mm-hmm. it's already overused. It's like amazing now. And
it is, but it is a word that we kind of needed because it happens a lot and it needed to be a defined word for it. So if it's appropriate, it's appropriate. Just like, you know, that thing sitting on the counter is a bottle. Don't call it something else. It's a bottle.
It's a professional sprayer, dipshit. Can't you read?
I can't see that. It's on the other side.
Oh, I'm sorry for calling you that.
Is that professional sprayer?
Yeah.
That's still a bottle.
A ball. Bottle of water. It really is. I'm sorry for calling you dipshit.
That's fine. I called you worse.
Well, yeah. In your mind, I can read. So you say, Nine, you say that you do believe they are, there are aliens.
I mean, considering the size of the universe, I'd say probably.
See, now did you?
Damn thing's big. It's far larger than our minds can even comprehend.
But did you read the thing that, I think it was a day or two ago, that NASA released this whole thing that said there's actually ceilings or unseen, there's something about, you know how you can, a mirage, there we go.
Yeah.
So there's like, there's barriers to space that we're now discovering that is not, in fact, infinite.
Yeah, there has to be. But still we have, let's see, the diameter of the observable universe is about 92 billion light years.
Yes.
Which is larger than our minds can comprehend.
Right.
So, I mean, in that much space, this what happened here probably happened somewhere else, too. The odds are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, more likely than not.
Probably. Yeah.
In my opinion, you know, if you disagree, that's fine. I don't think any less or more.
I don't know. It's not a. It's just. It's weird how when it comes to that, not you, but yeah. It's weird how folks will say, well, if there's one of us, then that means there the chances with this great, great vast area means there's probably a lot more. And the probably. And like, I think that, and this isn't some kind of get up and fight and whatever thing, but like,
it's not Independence Day.
I think that we as human beings of Earth are just like, this isn't some kind of just happen thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even attributing that to just my faith or the Bible or anything. It's just like, look around. This is not just this just happened thing.
But was it only here? Is there another one?
Now that I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's intelligent design here, couldn't it be intelligent design somewhere else in the entire universe too?
Are you trying to get to,
even by the same creator?
Are you trying to dig at me and get me to say my very closely guarded real alien theory?
No, I'm just jealous of your Greenville Brave shirt and I'm picking on you,
dude.
It's badass.
Thank you. It's original real.
Yeah. No,
that means there was some big dad that saved this shirt for years and sold it to a vintage store.
Yeah, it was. No, I wanted to tell you a story that I don't think I've ever told you before in the entire 20 plus years we've known each other. And it's a story from my family.
You know what's weird is when you do that, and probably when I do that, I first think, all right, this is a bullcrap story.
Oh, no.
Because we've shared freaking everything, you know.
I'll tell you as it was told to me by my mother Moose and hey, by Aunt Fanny and the likes of Papa Bob.
Rest in peace.
May the two of them rest in peace. And I'll tell you who it's about. We got to take a break first, though. We're going to do that right now. Oh, you pick that up. I'll take a break. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
So Aunt Bob.
No, Papa Bob. Papa Bob. He was my grandpa, my mom's dad.
Mom's
told me this story. He told me this story before he died when I was a little kid. Let's see. Yeah, I remember when he died. That was 88, too. I remember like walking around with him, talking to him a lot, too. Yeah. I don't remember that for the World Series.
What did he call you?
Jack.
See, that
Jack.
I'm not going to digress too much or go too far on that, but you have like one of the craziest lists of names, not nicknames, but just names that your family called you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
Jimmy, James, Jack.
Yeah.
Jackie.
That's yours for me.
Jimmy.
Yeah, so Papa Bob, my grandpa, my mom, and Aunt Fanny, that was Papa Bob's sister, my great aunt. They all told me the same story, over the years at different times. And Aunt Fanny is a very credible person.
Yes.
One of the most credible people I ever knew in my life and will ever know in my life. So the story carries some weight coming from her, though she's just relaying a story that these two old men told her. And the two old men were her father, my great-grandpa, Jesse Lewis Davis, and her husband, that's Uncle Leard, his dad, I don't know his name, just Mr. Lewis. Everybody's called him Mr. Lewis. I never knew his name.
The Strangler.
Yeah. No, not Ed Lewis. But yeah, he was Uncle Leard's dad and then Aunt Fanny's dad. They were together. They hung out a lot because they all lived together in the same house. You know, old Southern people stuff.
Yeah.
and old Depression era
and
stuff.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, this would have been when they were all living in the same house sometime around the between the mid-60s and mid-70s, somewhere in there. And
has a rough time living in the same house together.
Yeah, and the old men, the grandpas in this story, they were religious. Uncle Leard was, Aunt Fanny wasn't as much, but the old men were, and they loved going to, as every old Southerner did, a tent meeting.
Oh, good revival.
Love a good tent meeting, man. Good old revival out in the field in a tent.
Which is not fun at all.
It's
hot. Sucks.
It's muggy. It's sweat. It's,
they put on these fans. Oh, it's just blowing the same hot air around.
Blowing that hot, moist, you know, y'all... Most of y'all are between the Carolinas and Louisiana and Chattanooga and Georgia. And yeah. And you know, there's some of y'all in Florida. We see where you are listening. Most of y'all know what hot, muggy, damp, moist, awful weather feels like.
Sucks.
And that's what these tent meetings take place in the dead of damn summer. Talking about like that last week of July, first week of August, where it's just the worst. Dog days.
Dude, the other day here sucked. I
it's
can't
be hot
imagine
today, man.
What this freaking summer's going to be like.
Yeah, hell, our friends in New Orleans today, for them, it's like 95 and muggy. It's going to be 95 and muggy here tomorrow.
They just throw the meat on rocks down there and
yeah,
just cook
it. We can do that here tomorrow. If we had gators, I'd be cooking one. But so yeah, they went to this one tent meeting. They went to them all the time, as many as they could. And this one, on the way back, something happened to them.
Is it, okay, well, okay. I don't want to read too far into
yeah.
it. Is this transitioning back to the original thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
So, what happened at first?
I thought somebody was going to slip down in some poo, like usually happens in your familiar stories.
Yeah, so this is down around the part of South Carolina that's in the upper left-hand corner, if you're looking at us on a map, the part towards Georgia, in that general region.
Which way am I facing the map, though?
The regular way.
Okay.
From this side of the earth.
All right. Gotcha.
As if the earth were flat. It's one of those maps.
Okay.
There, I got a call.
That's what you get.
So, yeah, they're in that part over by Georgia, in that little corner, the dark corner, some people call it. They would have been down a little bit towards the area that became Lake Hartwell around there. And you got to think, back in the 60s and 70s, that was really country, really rural. Not only that, there were far fewer lights, far fewer homes, far fewer street lights, things like that. Most of it was just dark woods, fields, you know?
Dollar General is just a thought in some dude's head.
Yeah, you didn't have like big gas stations all night with lights on. You didn't have nearly as many lights in the sky, not as many planes, no satellites flying around, any of that stuff. You didn't have that stuff like you have now. So they saw some lights in the sky, and just described as white lights. And, you know, they're like, is an airplane flying low? Some kind of helicopter? What is it? We're going to see what it is. We're curious. We're on the way home. It's
the Holy Spirit following them home.
Maybe. But it's after the tent meeting, and, yeah, so they wanted to go see what it was. So they tried to figure out how to get over closer to it, what road to take, how to get over there, these long country roads. You know, they're not – The next right turn ain't a block up. It might be a couple miles, you know, like that.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out how to get a closer look at it, and they're trying to go to it. And as they're going to it, apparently they realize it wasn't so much that they were following it as it was following them. And this is a story these two old men swore to till the day they each died. And they were afraid of this thing for the rest of their lives, whatever it was. And, you know, we didn't have as many flying things, and the way it was lingering around, it clearly wasn't an airplane. Now, I can't say if I wasn't there, I wasn't born, I wasn't a twinkle in anybody's eye yet.
Were their rectums torn the next day?
Not that I'm aware of. It's just one of those weird stories like you've heard people tell about being out in the country back in the day and seeing something unexplainable like that.
Yeah. There is something to that to a degree, because... Here's, like, unless our ancestors, not all of them, but some, yeah, were just full of crap and just like to have a good story, if there are any other, whether they're of this world or whatever, have smartened up to that. Because, you know, as our technology, so, okay, let's do the proverbial thing here just for fun, because I have a further theory that I think could be a whole full podcast.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah.
But
we'll just go a little bit.
You said 60s and 70s, right?
Yeah, in that time period. And one of these men, like Uncle Lee was born in 1911, so his daddy was born definitely in the 1800s, you know, like probably shortly after the Civil War probably. And my great-grandpa, he was also born around the turn of the century, around 1903, I think. So they were older men. And they were like religious, creationists, God created. I think that's the only theory they ever familiar with. But that night they came to believe in damn aliens.
Well, so you think of the damn aliens. You think of the technology that we had then as Earthlings.
Yeah.
And how great, even over the last, dude, I'm not even going to say 10 years. I'll say 5 years.
Uh-huh.
The tech boom of all these various things. I'm so cold right now.
I can tell.
Matt
has his arms inside his awesome Greenville Braves shirt.
It looks like I lost my arms.
I'm going to put mine inside my Macho Man Randy Travis. I'm a little chilly as well.
Yes, it's great t-shirt day for us.
It is. Banner day.
So with that, they would, the aliens, they would monitor our stuff on Earth, meaning like television, radio. Yeah. Ever how they could do it, they could do it. So then the thing that people always say is, well, where is, everybody's got cell phones now. Did you just get a boner?
No, that's my hands.
Okay. Dude, look.
My hands aren't in my pants, they're in my shirt. It's
with
cold
our
here.
Hands and our big shirts with no arms out. And
it's
all of a sudden,
here.
Right down around the crotchal area of Jim, I see a little womp all of a sudden.
I got a new hole in my britches. I got to get some new jeans.
Oh. Well, I split the leg out of something the other day. Remember I showed you that?
Yeah, I'll still wear these for a while. I just got even a new pair just for reserve purposes, you know.
So a lot of people, the naysayers and stuff, will say, well, the only video that we see nowadays is the stuff that's, you know, like the Air Force has, where it's special cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a cell phone. So to that, I say, well, if this proverbial thing exists and there are aliens, I feel like their technology in a million light years times ours has expanded. So I think if this is a thing, you could, when we leave here and go out there, and you know it's dark in here, and we go out there and it's like movie theater, you walk out, it's all bright.
Oh, yeah.
We could sit there and look up in the sky, and they could be there.
Yeah.
They could be there because they have those suits. I know you've seen them because we talked about it
they
before.
They could be entirely cloaked, like you never know.
They have those cloaked suits in Japan that was 5 years ago, that are likely here now, that you put it on and it totally replicates whatever's in front of it.
Yeah.
So if even if we're doing that on Earth,
like a chameleon.
There's stuff's up there.
Yeah.
Now, the word alien, we use that word on Earth when talking about people from other countries that are here illegally.
Yeah.
So it's not just, the word alien doesn't necessarily mean not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you consider your world to be? Earth.
Yeah.
I think that's where the bastardizing of that word is, alien.
Yeah. It's been kind of diluted.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the great truth drop is.
Yeah.
But we'll save that for a future podcast.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, you know, the deep sea is very alien to us as well.
Dude, Jules Verne.
Yeah.
Go read it. There was a lot of good information in there.
Hell yeah.
A lot of good information.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
So
man.
You said they went, the family members you mentioned there, they went to their grave saying that always happened.
They saw something in the sky that night, man, and they hauled ass to get away from it as quick as they could, and it left them alone eventually.
Was it a story that, you know, that somebody would say, hey, tell the story, or was it something they were proud to tell? Or, you know, because a lot of folks that literally had, look, if it wasn't for me being on the radio, I may have likely never told anyone about seeing whatever I saw that night in Easley.
Yeah.
Or that morning, rather.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's, this is good content, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, meanwhile, everybody's calling me a fool.
They did the same thing when I told my ghost story.
But
which is 100%, I swear, true.
So do you think they were like, did they shy away from telling the story, or did they like that they had that? Because my grandma had this story I told you when she was a little girl. Her and her sister were walking home from school, and they saw a fireball that moved across the sky, but it moved slowly.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if a meteor, I've never seen a meteor. I don't know, to their little eyes, what that would have looked like.
Think about how fast an airplane is going. You know, like a jet in the sky is traveling 500 miles per hour, but when it's at 30,000 feet and you're looking up at it, it looks like it's moving pretty slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think she just saw a meteor?
Most likely, yeah.
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 Well, but her old country mind, like,
yeah,
it was,
oh, yeah. This is the end of the damn world here.
It was the devil on his, his round spaceship.
That could also be the second coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that'd be a white horse.
It would. Try some fire.
Or any, I don't know.
You hear the trumpet first, though. Just listen.
That's when you got to.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in order.
But yeah, they were quite shaken by it. from what I always heard, quite shaken by it forever as far as retelling the story to people.
Either one of the military guys, by chance?
No, yeah. No. It's not something they bragged about or anything.
Yeah.
It's something they were kind of shaken up by for the rest of their lives.
Oh, I love the cars.
Yeah. That is Rick Ocasek. Rest in peace, Rick.
Shake him up. Now, you've already said your piece on that. You think that there is a chance.
I keep headbutting the mic.
I do that all the time.
It's my hat. The bill of my cap.
You say yes. There, it's not other countries.
I mean, it could be. I just don't think it is.
Yeah. Do you think? And this is very conspiratorial, theoretical. Sounded well read.
It did.
But probably not. But
if I had the bell in here, I'd ding it for you.
Do you think that it could also be one of those? Not that I like to think. I know for a fact different wings of our own government work against each other sometimes.
Yes, yeah.
Because it's all about budgets. They want to get their biggest budget. And then they have these, and you can call bullcrap on it all day, but it's in tons of stuff. It's all this stuff's out there about parts of the shadow government, where it's a wing of the CIA that doesn't work with the CIA, and everything's like, you know, what's the word? Black ops or whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
So do you think that maybe our own superior army, that maybe we don't know about all this stuff? Because I still go back to the, I don't know why I go back to it, because I can never remember the name, but that big black triangle jet that we had. Whatever that was called.
I don't remember what it's called, but I remember the thing about it. Yeah, if you're listening, you want to know about it, just Google it.
Yeah, look up the big black triangle jet.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, there's definitely stuff we don't know about that we have, but it's many leaps ahead of where we are currently. It's an entirely new propulsion system of some sort that doesn't necessarily even adhere to what we think are the laws of physics on this plane of existence. And to go from what we have and what anybody knows about, whatever experimental stuff, to leap that far into the future of it, is, I don't know how that would happen without some kind of alien technology, for lack of a better word. And I don't mean extraterrestrial, I just mean something foreign to us.
Yes.
I mean that other definition of alien.
So that could mean we just don't know about it.
But it's so far beyond is what is my issue with it. It seems so far beyond. It's not the next step. It's not the step after that. It's many, many, many dozens, hundreds, thousands of steps ahead.
Yeah.
It's way in the future.
What will it do? What will it do to your everyday life if they say yes? Will you come forth now and say it?
Well, I'll have a new partner on the police force, and he'll have some pink spots on his head. That's Alien Nation.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get it.
The movie and the TV show.
Yeah.
Mandy Patinkin played the alien. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember now. Good.
No, it wouldn't really change my life. It's just interesting, something that I'd like to know. Are they? Are they not? No, man, tell me.
Yeah. Wow. Listen,
how about you? Would it change your life any?
It'd
just be the same, because it always has been. You have more neighbors shooting in the sky.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I would... More so the morons around us.
Yeah, shooting in the sky.
Yes.
Pains in the ass.
All right, we need to roll, huh?
Yeah, I guess we do, man.
We appreciate you listening.
I really appreciate you tuning in. So does Matt, man. We'll be back again next week with another exciting After Hours with the Rise Guys. In the meantime, you listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.